This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out to Maria in Germany. I forgot to say hello to you yesterday, and I see you're there again chiming in. Hello to Maria in Germany. We appreciate you so much. One of our first original overseas listeners, and she's been so loyal over the years. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, everybody that's out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done and all those snowplow drivers and sander operators out there on the major highways in the snow areas. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden is ending his first year in office with an absolute collapse in support, the fastest of any other president. And I heard somebody say something yesterday on Fox, and I'm surprised that the host didn't challenge him. He said, well, Joe Biden's not as low as Donald Trump was at this time in his presidential career. So just for the hell of it, I went and I looked it up. You want to know something?
What?
The jackass Democratic contributor that said that was lying.
Well, because obviously the whole thing is, you know, Trump did go through a slump in that sense.
He did, but it wasn't 36%, and no, it wasn't at this time. He was at 42%.
No, it wasn't. And what was happening at that time, Captain? Trump was coming under constant attack from all sides in the media, for example, with the narrative that he colluded with Russia. There was the investigations and all these other things. And in spite of that, Trump was able to, you know, get things done and maintain a certain amount of popularity, which, of course, got better over time. But here's what's happening with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a media darling. Joe Biden is the anointed one of the media. He was their guy. And despite all of the coverage that they, in many ways, can't hide on Afghanistan, the economy, inflation, the border, you name it, Joe Biden has plummeted from the lofty, dizzy heights into where he is right now.
He's at the bottom of a poll where Chief Justice John Roberts is at the top of that poll with a whole bunch of politicians mentioned, and the one that's directly above Joe Biden at the bottom is Kamala Harris.
That's very interesting. Well, and of course, you know, Kamala Harris at the same time is is cratering basically. You know, she can't do an interview very well. She doesn't give out the vibe, as it were, that, you know, hey, if I had to step in and be president tomorrow, I could totally do that. But it's just not happening.
Now, have you ever heard of a vaccine manufacturer called Novavax?
Yeah, Novavax, yeah.
Okay, well, they've touted their two-dose treatment as being very effective right now against this variant Omicron. And they're trying to get it approved so that they can use it directly for the Omicron, which, again, this sounds like a flu shot.
Well, right.
I mean, what they're telling me and what it sounded like when I looked at, you know, what this was all about, this sounds exactly like a flu shot.
Well, we would certainly, I think, make a prediction here that in some way, shape, or form, people will be getting some kind of regular shot. Regarding
a flu shot takes care of the Omicron. That's what my doctor told me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't need to have it because I've had what I've had, and you don't either because you've had what you've had. But for the people that are out there wondering, what can I do? What can I do? Hey, if you've had the double dose, go get a flu shot.
Right. And talk to your doctor and find out what you think you should do. But the idea, of course, is that this is going to be chronic. It'll be with us for a very long time.
And here's what's amazing. Okay. This is one of the positives that's come out of the two vaccine shots. My immunity, my antibodies, are still at a ridiculously high level.
Wow.
When they check my blood. I mean, it's because they have to do that so I can give blood. And again, my numbers are off the chart.
Well, to that I will say, and you are the captain, so, you know, this is not surprising.
Well, I really feel good about that.
Yeah, good.
All right, well, you know, Kyle, enough is enough when Americans are fed up with government overreach, and I'm telling you, you can see it coming. You talk about a red wave, it's going to be a freaking fire infernal red wave, because people have had it. And again, I'm out there yesterday, and I'm talking to people. Some of them happen to be Democrats, my neighbors, and they're all saying, you know, you're right. What you're saying, you're right. The Democrats, we got to agree with you. This is terrible. It's not working out because they're all bitching and griping about the taxes that are coming and the fact that some of them didn't prepare for the Medicare increase, which is going to happen. And now they got to look for other companies that give them more of their Medicare premium back and all that stuff. It's unbelievable. I mean, people are getting hosed and now they're realizing it.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle is going to take us to break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, and he'll probably be along for lunch today, too, over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Stop by. Brandon Rimes will be there, the consumer quarterback. I'll be there. We may have some other people dropping by, too. Won't know till they get there, but our cast of regulars will be there, so come on out and meet the guys. And every now and then we have a girl or two, so come on out and meet them if they're there. So, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, that, of course, is our good friend Mike Lindell. Talked to the people over at MyPillow.com yesterday, and they wanted to make sure everybody was told thank you, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all of that good stuff, because they've had a very successful year, and, of course, it didn't start out that way. Remember when they had all their stuff booted out of the big box stores, and it's like, now what are we going to do with all this inventory? And they got people like me to come on as endorsers and tell you about them, and boom, you showed up. You showed up and you helped Mr. Mike Lindell. Now, regardless of how you go to pick out what you want to see, either frankspeech.com or mypillow.com, the promo code is always going to be Captain on anything that you want to get off the website. Now, they've got tremendous sales and sale items there. And the promo code, of course, is with the word Captain, but that gets you the discounted prices. Now, to really save some money, go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, the logo link that's there. Click on that. Double-click on it. It'll open up. You'll have well over 100 items there with savings up to 75%. That's what they would have been selling that for at the big box store. And, again, your promo code Captain gets you that tremendous reduction in price right there. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to get the lower prices. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. And enjoy saving a bunch of money. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, did Mrs. Professor surprise you?
Well, you know what? What Mrs. Professor told me, you know, I got a little bit of spending money at Christmas time, and she said she wanted me to pick out whatever I wanted from the MyPillow.com website.
So
I'm in the process of doing that. That's right.
Don't forget the slippers.
Yeah, well, that's
go for the moccasins. They're really comfortable, and you can actually wear them around town.
That's true. Exactly. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on. I'm going to use the promo code CAPTAIN and get something for Christmas for me.
Yay.
That's right.
Well, Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday suggested a balanced budget amendment is needed to get our U.S. fiscal house in order. Now, I agree with that, and I'll tell you somebody that I know that I helped get elected a long time ago, back in 2006, and that was Vern Buchanan, congressman down in Sarasota. I helped him get elected because that was one of the points that he was pushing. He said, the first thing I'm going to do when I go to Washington, D.C., is propose a balanced budget amendment. And he did, and it got voted down. But every year when he goes there, he proposes that same balanced budget amendment. Sooner or later, somebody's going to say, well, that's a great idea. You can't spend more money than what you take in.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, Captain, there's a couple of different ways of getting to a balanced budget. Number one, deciding to do it or being forced into doing it at some point. The ongoing borrowing, the ballooning of the national debt, trillions and trillions of dollars, it's not sustainable. We hear that word a lot. You know, you want sustainable this, sustainable that. Well, this isn't sustainable at all. And eventually, it is going to have an effect. It's going to have an effect on our foreign policy, our ability to work and protect our allies around the world, fight with them if necessary, in order to maintain freedom and so forth. This is a really, really big deal.
Remember a week or two ago when the Harvard professor was convicted over the Chinese ties that he had? And folks, that should be a wake-up call to the U.S. scientists and universities that are taking money from China or have these students on campus that are maybe not quite what they appear to be.
That's right. You know, Captain, in this day and age, certainly there are players in the game, the global game, the geopolitical game, that don't want to sing kumbaya with Americans or people in the free world. They want to dominate in one way, in one form or another. So, yes, they use the money that they have. They throw it around, and then they get information. They get proprietary information and so forth. It's not by accident.
Now, folks, America is dealing with an endemic called Omicron, not a COVID-19 pandemic. It's not the same thing. It's like getting the flu. So many experts across the globe are saying this, and the point is starting to reach home a little bit. People have panicked for no real reason because they've been scared to death by people like little Dr. Fauci saying that, oh, my God, this is terrible, and you've got to pay attention, and this is awful, and all that sort of stuff. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, it becomes the sequel, basically, as we've mentioned before. It becomes the sequel to COVID. The Biden administration poll numbers have cratered. They don't have anything else. They can't sell Build Back Better. What they can sell is fear of COVID, and somehow they believe that that is going to help boost them politically. But at the same time, Captain, what they should be doing is helping the American people and helping the governors, by the way, manage this issue so that it has a lighter impact on our ability to do business, people to make a living, and so on and so forth. We know how to protect people who are most vulnerable, and that seems to me, Captain, to be the scientific approach as opposed to what we're seeing right now.
As of about midnight last night, the airlines had reported some 4,000 canceled flights. Now, airlines, of course, have been hit hard by the cancellations, and this started Christmas Eve, actually, as the COVID staffing issues have threatened to bleed into the new year. And Frank Salvato and I, on Monday, talked about this, and we talked about the fact that a lot of this, we believe, is intentional. It's a job action being done by union members who have got lawsuits going over the COVID vaccine, number one, and number two, the requirement of having to wear a mask everywhere that you go, on the planes and in the terminals and all that stuff.
Well, right. As a matter of fact, we heard about the CDC changing the quarantine times from 10 days to 5 days, basically. There are some qualifications about that.
It goes to tell you how serious the Omicron is.
Well, that's right. But also, of course, the airlines were, I think, asking for this. And I think one of the airline, I believe it was a flight attendants union or
sure.
something very similar. They said, well, we want public health officials determining this time factor, not basically airline CEOs, just paraphrasing here. But it does show again that you're going to have some blowback on whether or not somebody has to quarantine for 10 days or 5 days. But that 5 day period mm-hmm. obviously has a major impact on whether or not you get flights off the ground again.
Now, Senator Bernie Sanders has hailed the virtues of the failed Soviet communism that now appears in black and white in the Democrats' spending plans.
You know, Captain, early on with Senator Bernie Sanders, I always thought that his comments going back into the 1980s, the interviews that he did and so forth, would be a non-starter for any American politician, because it shows just how far out into the atmosphere he truly, truly is. Someone who had allowed the Soviet Union their achievements or whatever it is, and how wonderful things were that people could take off and join the orchestra and be part of that. And what a wonderful life it was in the Soviet Union, evidently. It, to me, again, would be a non-starter to be an American politician. But he's come full circle, and here we are. Bernie Sanders is basically the poster child for that kind of thing.
He was able to get on the college campuses. He was able to get his message out there on the college campuses. His wife was a college president?
I'm not sure. But
I think she was the president of a small college in Vermont, and they were able to get out into the college community, so we get what we get. By the way, you did just mention that the U.S. health officials have cut the quarantine time from 10 days to 5 days for COVID-positive tested people, and that's a good thing. And again, it was done partially. The flight crews were part of it, but there's other entities at play here, trucking companies and whatnot, because you can't afford to just take somebody and sit them down for 2 weeks. You can't do it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the wheels have got to roll with the trucks, and guess what? The planes have got to fly, and if they don't, then you got what you got going on now. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. You're coming right back with more after this person takes us to break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford criticized vaccine mandates by appealing to America's freedoms, arguing in an interview that we make our own free choices.
We're going to find every single leverage point that we can to allow Americans to be able to choose, because we're Americans. That's what we do. We make our own free choices, and we should be allowed to do that.
Lankford's remarks occurred during a recent interview with Newsmax TV concerning the government's response to growing COVID-19 cases following the recent spread of the Omicron variant.
President Biden returned to Delaware for the 31st time since taking office Monday as the surging Omicron variant of COVID-19 dashed his plans for a post-Christmas vacation in Puerto Rico to celebrate the new year. Biden will stay at his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach with First Lady Jill Biden and new first puppy Commander. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is
833-VITAL-90. Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet it is, and thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. The Monster Cast is heard Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. across the country on many of these same stations, and his daily defense program is heard at 4 p.m. on many of these same stations, too, across the country. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take on a regular basis. I've been taking it for going on 7 years right now. And the reason I take it is because it works for me. And what it does for me might work for you if you've got the same problems. Now, if you've got arthritis, bursitis, muscle joints and aches and pains, and maybe you've got something that you've had fused or a pin in a bone or something like that, and the pain reliever that you have to take kind of knocks you out and makes you groggy and this, that, and the other. Well, here is a natural remedy that just might work. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going straight to the source. Best part is it's 100% drug-free. Now, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins, which is all good for you. So, what do you got to lose but pain? Give it a try. $19.95 is a 3-week quick start. That's how it starts, $19.95. And if you go to the website they gave me, you'll save a little bit of money too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All you got to do is try the 3-week quick start. Go from there, and away you go. And you'll see. real quick. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, as people of the United States struggle with high price inflation of 6.8% and more, and a surge in the Omicron cases continues, Ron Klain, the president's chief of staff, was mocked for retweeting a column headlined, "Let's be honest, 2021 wasn't all that bad." What a moron.
Well, Captain, talk to anybody, you know, in terms of what they've experienced over this last year and what they've seen happen to their the money that they have coming in, their
sure.
income. They've seen the inflation go up. They've seen, obviously, Afghanistan. They've seen what's happened at the border. They've seen what's happened to our stature around the world. They know that the COVID Omicron issue is also being mismanaged more now by Joe Biden and his administration. And to say that, oh, don't worry, you know, there's these silver linings here and so forth, is really the wrong tone. It's the wrong message at this point. He should have just kind of kept it to himself.
Yeah, and Ron Klain is a snake in the grass, if there ever was one. He's got quite a forte behind him. Denise has talked about it. Frank's talked about it. Ron Edwards has talked about it. You and I have talked about it together. But the guy is not to be trusted. He's a real, real snake in the grass. Now, the Standard & Poor's yesterday, again, running in record high territory, underscores that we do have some sort of economic recovery going on, despite the Omicron, but it's only for a select few that can afford to invest in the stock market.
Well, right, and that's the stock market isn't the only, and we heard this all throughout the Trump administration, right? The stock market's not the only indicator and this kind of thing, but arguably, yes, you could have S&P going up, for example, but you'd have a lot of people still hurting and still having to deal with this massive inflation so much that we haven't seen in some 40 years. But arguably, under the Trump administration, you were looking at the stock market heading upwards. But at the same time, Captain, people had good jobs. They were making money. Inflation was pretty much non-existent, basically. And there was, the outlook was there. The energy independence was there. We could go down the list for a very, very long time. So that's the big difference that's happening right now.
Now, what does the word MAGA mean, M-A-G-A?
Well, typically that's the Make America Great Again.
Correct. Yeah. And the Make America Great Again House members, who appear to be the staunchest Trump supporters ever, are seeking to boost their power within the GOP in the midterms by endorsing other MAGA candidates. And there are a bunch of Trump candidates that are out there, some good, some not so good. One that is right here in my backyard, that he endorsed the wrong person because he didn't bother to do his homework. But that's a horse of a different color. And if that person gets nominated, he's going to lose this representative, or I'm sorry, this district again to the Democrats, which shouldn't happen to begin with. So it's not always going to work. But the people that are already in office, they're doing a pretty good job.
Well, right, and the issue, of course, and the X factor now is Trumpism, and that's why Trump was so viciously excoriated in the media and by other politicians, because what he represented was something that the people actually wanted, they liked, they thought it was effective, and that's why they tried to focus it all into Donald Trump. But every time that they did that, Captain, they were really focusing it on to people who supported Donald Trump. They were going after Trumpism in and of itself, which really is, you know, the updated Reagan revolution, basically, the kinds of things that are at the core principles of conservatism and things that we know have worked to really bring America out of tough times in the past. As these politicians, the Democrat Party elite, they don't want that. They want government dependency. They want a command economy. They want to command you in the economy. They don't want the American people to have a robust economy that takes on a life of its own, where these Democrat Party elite just aren't needed.
Okay, let's talk about the Green
push that's going on for a second here across America with the electric cars and the batteries and the robotic stuff and this, that, and the other. Where is that primarily coming? Where are those products primarily coming from?
Well, as we know, for example, in Afghanistan, there's a massive amount of the material that you need to make the batteries. But
largest in the world.
Right, but I think China is really going to be leading the way in terms of those of the manufacture of the batteries and so forth.
Their batteries, okay, are superior to ours because of that one reason. They have been able to get and lock in on the battery source, the material to be able to make it, and it happens to be coming from Afghanistan for the most part. We're getting a product that goes in our batteries that doesn't last as long, number one, and we can't just take the battery and throw them away. We have to bury them.
Right. Yeah.
Bury them.
How does that sound environmentally?
Not very good, but they go to the sanitary landfills and they bury them. That's what they do. Now, that being said, China is the one that's benefiting from all this because their electric car market is booming. And by the way, a lot of the systems that have been put in our vehicles here, they may be made in America, so to speak, but they're coming by way of China. And the batteries in particular, which is, you got to have a battery, have an electric car, right?
That's right. And you have to change them, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, we don't have to change the ones from China as often.
As much, exactly. Exactly. But eventually, don't they have the ability to really lord it over you at that point?
Sure.
In other words, you let them control that aspect. It's no different than letting the Middle East control oil. It changes everything in terms of what America can accomplish.
And the solar panels that are being made that are coming to the houses, because I get these calls, and you probably do too. Oh, solar energy, we can give you this, we can give you that. You can get into this program and that program and make your own power, and the power company will buy it back, and all this crap. Those solar panels are coming from China.
Yep. That's right.
But they don't tell you that.
Well, no, not for the most part, but you know, you have the Chinese government being able to really not only cash in, but dominate, and that's the operative problem.
Now, what do you do on New Year's Eve?
Well, apart from being here with you to ring in the new year.
Okay, but you aren't planning on going to a party or something, are you?
No, not necessarily. Maybe to dinner, but not to a big
Well, party. There's a method to my madness. Here it goes. Little Dr. Fauci says, I would recommend strongly staying away from that.
That's right. He did say that.
Yeah. Go jump off a short pier, Fauci. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the second Truckers Highway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We will be right back. Don't forget, Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world?
each of your dreams, and it's who them apart. He never comes home, and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Oh, little Toby Keith, how do you like me now? What do you think, Kyle? Whoop, where'd he go? What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that one, absolutely.
That is a good song. Okay, let's stop that and let's go to the weather. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, folks, of course, out west we have a lot of winter weather advisories, winter weather warnings as well. Here's a couple of things changed from last hour. We're seeing a lot more snow right now, active snow around the Redding area in Northern California. As you come up Interstate 5, you've also got some sleet mixed in with that, but it's definitely going to be on Interstate 5 as you head up towards Southern Oregon, snow in Medford, all the way up the south of Roseburg. And in fact, Richard the Marine checked in earlier with his captain. He's saying it's 35 degrees from his vantage point on the central coast there of Oregon. Lots of snow and also lots of water on the streets as well. So you've got a lot to contend with up there. Portland, Oregon, snowing last hour. Looks like that stopped for now, but it's definitely going to be there on Tuesday. And lots of snow right now north of Portland as you head up Interstate 5 towards Seattle, which is also reading light snow right now. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, all through these areas in the Pacific Northwest, folks, in the west, especially in the mountain passes, any higher elevation, you're definitely going to need your chains. And so don't even think about going up there without them. In Montana right now, Captain, Helena's dropped down to minus 7 degrees. Great Falls at minus 8. Billings, Montana, checking in at 1 degrees. So we've still got those very cold temperatures and wind chill advisories covering most of northern and central Montana tonight. Down in the Denver area, west of there, coming across I-70, you've got avalanche watches going on, winter weather advisories coming across I-70. Definitely, if you're coming up through Utah, you've definitely got the winter weather advisories and then avalanche warnings also as you come up into the Richfield, Provo, and Salt Lake City area all the way up through Ogden, Utah. Also, I think we've got a temporary closure on Highway 395. This is in the Central California area, closed from Junction of SR 203 to the junction of SR 182 in Mono County. But wherever you're going along 395, north or south of Reno, probably going to need some change if you've got, because you're going to run in mm-hmm. a lot of snow in that area.
Yeah, and we talked about 395 last night. Okay, let me go over to North Dakota. Bone-chilling cold temperatures up in North Dakota, all across the state. Rapid City East. Also got some really cold weather. Got to get your fuel right before you go north, boys and girls. And Minnesota, I-35 north-south, going into the Twin Cities itself out of Wisconsin. You've got snow pretty much all the way across Wisconsin. The snow has settled down now in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now, and it's moved over to the east. But we've got snow in the northern part of Illinois to include Chicago, across I-80, over into Iowa to include I-35 as well, coming up out of Des Moines, going up north towards the Twin Cities. And over in New York State, I-87, I-90 from Syracuse East all the way to Boston, snow. Got snow in New England tonight, right along the coastline pretty much, except for all the way to the Canadian border and the lee shore of Lake Ontario all the way over to Vermont.
And then we do have some fog around Chesapeake Bay. We do have some dense fog advisory warnings right now from Gainesville, Florida, on up to the Georgia line. Be advised of that. Have some unsettled weather conditions, possibly some fog settling in the northern part of Louisiana, the northeastern part of Texas, the southwestern corner of Arkansas, and the southeastern corner of Oklahoma. Got some fog coming out of Laredo tonight, too, going straight north. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and find out more about him by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, right now we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How about Joe Biden agreeing with the GOP governors on a telephone call that he did yesterday, saying that there just is no federal solution to the COVID-19 response. It will have to be taken care of at the state levels. How long have I said that?
Well,
since the beginning?
You know, we have found mm-hmm. we have found that states' rights have been challenged all along mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons, mm-hmm. Beginning and not ending with immigration. And, you know, the federal government is only supposed to supply the pathways for the success at the state level. And Biden just now, I guess, got the message, but he got it really for the wrong reasons, because he's trying to get any kind of blame for what is going on with all things COVID on not the White House, but on states. That's where we are.
Well, we need to understand, and I said this yesterday, and I talked to my doctor yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment, and we talked about the Omicron and all that stuff. In their words, at the doctor's office, this is an endemic we're dealing with, not a pandemic, because the Omicron variant is not that strong.
Correct.
So they should be calling it an endemic instead of referring to it as if it's, oh, it's coronavirus, it's terrible, you're going to wind up dead, oh, the winter of death. You know, when Biden said that, I just wanted to throw something at the television.
You know, it's very hard for me to even, as soon as I hear vaccines or boosters or COVID or variants, I really just walk out of the room now because, I mean, we have beat this subject to death.
Yep.
And the media has beat the subject to death.
Yep.
The White House can't talk about anything.
Yep.
Even if it's not related. I mean, they could be talking about immigration. They could be talking about education. They could be talking about debt. And it always leads, or supply chain, and it always leads back to all things COVID. So,
yep.
Now you got the whole country freaked out, and you're getting reactions going from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Crazy. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. And when we come back from our break, we'll be talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.